Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
NordVPN.com/Fightful makes my browsing experience better. Way better than yours if you don't use it. Why? Because I can block online trackers. I can block annoying pop-up ads and malware. I can browse safely, securely, wherever I am, even if I'm right here on all my devices. This laptop, actually this is a desktop. What am I saying? But this laptop right here, this phone right here, that router over there, the TV over there, all with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can also save on pay-per-views. Maybe you want to check out AEW without commercials. Maybe you miss the old WWE Network. Maybe you want to buy a big UFC pay-per-view with an overseas service at a much more affordable rate. NordVPN.com/Fightful not only has you covered, but when you get one of their plans, you're effectively going to save yourself money. And I'm going to save you some more. 4 months free on top of that deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful here with a name you know. You're going to see him at NXT New Year Evil, January the 10th, against Braun Breaker. He's a fellow Shaza McKenzie hater, which, you know, already, listen, I'm picking you to win next week now.
As you should. And, you know, I was always wondering, when am I finally going to get to talk to Sean Ross Simp, the biggest simp in the game? And today's the day. What a treat for Grayson Wall. I woke up early to come talk to you. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's me. Woke up early. What time is it?
Hey, bro, like 10. Oh, it's almost 11, man. Hey, come on. Hey, I got a fun life. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I got a fun life. You know, like, early for me is different because late's different.
Okay, fair. I thought maybe, like, you took a trip to Hawaii or something like that, but it's just, yeah, there you go. Okay, fair. Well, you're facing Braun Breaker, NXT, New Year's Evil. I know that you've been in the ring with him a couple times between War Games, live events. How is it that you're preparing physically, mentally for one-on-one on television? Because that can be a little bit different. The dynamics are a little bit different than live events or big tag team matches.
Of course it is. And you know, this is the biggest show to start off the year, too, for the NXT Championship. It's the biggest match of my career. But I knew this was coming. I knew me and Braun were heading on a collision course a year ago, you know? So since then, I've watched every Braun Breaker match. Doesn't mean if it's on TV, whether it was at a live event for the coconut shows that we do, whether it was here in the PC, maybe he was doing some training. My eyes have been on him. So I've been studying that guy for a while, and he's not smart enough to have done the same thing for me. So I know exactly what Bron's bringing to the table. He's a machine. He should not move that fast for how big he is. So I was smart enough to know that, and I know what I'm going to do. And I went home recently for about 10 days. I went home and I trained with some of my guys from PWA, my company that I work with back home, because I needed people who know me and know me best and get away from the distractions, because this is the biggest match of my career.
And you mentioned him moving fast for the size he is. I mean, you're not a small man. And you fly through the air with relative ease. So when you see that, like, how different is that for you? Because usually, even though you're bigger than your opponent, you have a speed advantage, you have an aerial advantage as well. Do you feel like you have that against a Bron Breakker?
No. And, like, I'm being honest right now. Like, I'm going into this. I'm always honest. That's the thing. I'm not stronger than him. I remember the first day I walked in the PC, I went to the gym, and that dude was like some ungodly amount bench pressing like it was nothing. Usually I'm faster than people. He's now faster than me. You know, he has like this amateur wrestling background, so he's a better wrestler than me too. I'm going to get my ass kicked next week, hands down. He's going to beat me up. But I'm smart enough, and my cardio is good enough that when it gets to that, you know, that 10-minute mark, when he's gassed and he's trying to bark, but he can't get the breath out, that's when I'm going to take advantage, because I'm a veteran. People don't realize that. I've been doing this a while, and I'm very, very smart at what I do, and I always find a way to win. Deadline, I found a way to win, and it always happens. And Bron is not smart enough to find a way to beat me.
Is it awkward when you have a big match, like against a Bron Breakker, and you're strolling around the PC, and you're seeing him putting up the weight or anything like that? Like, are you surprised we don't see more? We see stuff happen in the NXT parking lot all the time, but it seems like within the confines of the Performance Center, you guys stay pretty respectful.
Hey, if you were here, you know I ain't respectful when I'm here. If I see that guy walking past, I'm going to say something every time. But he stays away. You know, he acts all tough on TV, all that kind of stuff. But when I say stuff to him here, he walks the other direction. You know, he's this nice, kind, respectful guy. Oh, thank you, Coach Bloom. Thank you, Coach Michaels. Oh, thank you so much. I'm not, lad. And they're smart with that, though, too. They keep us away from each other. And largely, they keep me away from a lot of people because I am who I am at all times. And whether that's at the PC or an NXT show or wherever else, it is what it is. And some people can't handle that. But that's love. That's who Grayson Waller is. At least I'm real. At least I'm real. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of fake guys in this business. There's a lot of nice guys that aren't nice guys, lad. So at least I'm real and I'm up front with who I am.
Another guy that had some pretty good cardio is Ric Flair. You portrayed him on Young Rock. I'm interested to hear, like, how'd that come about? Like, did you audition for it? Did they call you up? Like, how does something like that happen? You're all over TV these days.
You're damn right, lad. Well, it was kind of like a lucky time where it was like when the pandemic happened originally, Australia didn't really have many cases of COVID. So a lot of production companies just sent everyone over to Australia so that they could get it done easier, because in America it kept shutting down. So like Elvis filmed there. I'm pretty sure the new Hulk Hogan movie filmed there. And they basically went out and they wanted actual wrestlers to be in the show. So it just makes their life easier when they're doing wrestling scenes and stuff like that. They don't have to teach someone. It's already there. And at the time I had bleached blonde hair. They asked me to do a Flair promo. I'm pretty good at promos. The accent was off, but luckily I didn't have to talk. But I used to have bleached blonde hair back then too. So it was just, they came to our, like, they messaged our wrestling school. We need wrestlers who kind of look like this. And, when it comes to like acting like Ric Flair, I think Grayson Waller is the best choice by far.
That was far from like your first outside of WWE television experience too. Of course, Survivor. Have you ever been contacted to do the challenge? There's a big crossover in challenge and, wrestling fans.
I won't give too much away. There were some initial talks, some little whispers going around about some of the seasons, but I love that show. I say that all the time. That's my favorite show of all time. I've watched for a long, long time, and I had two goals, you know, when I kind of got to my 20s, was being on the challenge and being WWE, and I'm 50% there now, lad. But right now I'm focused on what I'm doing here. I love wrestling. This is what I want to do. I want to be NXT champion New Year's Evil next week on USA. I want to do that. I want to headline these shows in Charlotte February 4th and stand delivering Staples Center. I want to go to the main roster. I want to take on the best. I want to show I can compete. I have things to do first. And a lot of these, you know, challenge guys, like, they have nothing else. Like, they literally sit at home and wait, begging for the call because they have nothing else happening in their life. So I got some big things to do before I kind of look that direction. But it's something that I would love to do, though.
You mentioned also wanting to go to the main roster. You did briefly pop up there recently. You faced Akira Tozawa. What was that experience like for you? Because getting those looks at crowds outside of the Performance Center is something that NXT's doing. Going to Charlotte, traveling all over the place. We saw it with Stand and Deliver as well. But what was that like for you being there? Did you feel like just completely natural being that element? Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was the best. I think, you know, with this NXT crowd, like, it's the same people every week. You know, they love it. They come every week, you know. But you kind of get used to it. It becomes the same vibe. Like, I know who's going to sit in this seat and all those type of things. And then I went out there for that match with Tozawa, and, like, you look around, you're like, wow, this is what the big time's like. But I felt completely comfortable. You never really know till you walk through the curtain. You can kind of see the crowd beforehand. You can kind of hear it. But you don't know till you walk through. And the moment I walked through, I was like, yeah, this is where I belong. And even getting in there with, you know, like, it was like proper Tozawa too. He wasn't a ninja anymore. It was like an actual Tozawa to fight against, which was sick. So that's where I belong. And I think a lot of people know that.
Over the past year and a half, you've had a lot of stuff thrown at you, like Last Man Standing, War Games, ladder matches, a little bit of everything, the Iron Survivor Challenge. Like, you have had almost every type of match that NXT can throw at the wall thrown at you. How does that make you feel? Does it make you feel happy? I mean, I think a casket match as well, if I remember right, like that this keeps coming your way. Like, nobody else is having all of this thrown at them but you.
Now, I want you to think about what you just said there. There's a reason for that. I excel no matter what. Like, and I think they know that here. Like, you give me anything. You give me any type of match. You give me a live microphone and I'll walk out and I'll kill it. I love the ability that I can do anything. If you want me to brawl, if you want me to technically wrestle, you want me to do that British crap, I can do that. I can literally do everything. And that's my value here. Bron Breakker, one-dimensional. What can he do? Big, strong guy, bark, few shoulder tackles, do some Steiner moves, that's it. Grayson Waller, you put me in any environment, I'm going to excel. And that's what I love to do. That's the fun. You know, how many people can say they had a casket match in WWE? There are very, very few who are still active. I'm telling you that much right now. But you put me in that, you put me in a ladder match, bang, I stole the show. Cage match, bang, I stole the show. Iron Survivor Challenge, bang, I stole the show. It's just what I do. And I love the ability to not be just doing the same thing every time. I hope they keep throwing these spanner in the works for me, because, like, that's when I'm at my best.
Well, that ladder match had a particularly wild situation. That elbow drop. That elbow drop. Like, honestly, like, I saw that. A lot of people saw that, and they're like, we might not see him back for a while. But there you were, a couple weeks later. Like, that is unbelievable. What went through your mind as you're up there and as you come crashing to the ground? Because, you know, a lot of people, even people that didn't like you, Grayson, were concerned about you. They were amazed by you. That was just wild to watch unfold.
Yeah. You know, well, I was supposed to go through Carmelo Hayes. That was the plan. Like, I could see him laying down there. I'm like, this won't be too bad. Like, you know, he's got some beef on him. Like, this will be fine. Then all of a sudden, he's not there. And you actually see that moment. So there's a really cool photo of me like doing like the through the legs, and then about half a second later you see me completely lose control because the lad's not there no more. And I'll be like, the adrenaline in a match is the most beautiful thing of all time, because like it hurt, but I felt okay. I didn't know if I was going to be all right. Like I kind of felt all right. And then I stood up to kind of hobble to the back and there was blood all over the floor. And I'm like, oh, one of the boys got busted open. Damn, how'd that happen? And then when I got to the back, it turned out it was me and my elbow was all messed up, that type of thing. But I was all good. You know, I had about a week off the gym. Well, actually, technically not. I had my arm in a sling. I was doing some left-hand press, bit of cardio, but like, it was about a week off the elbow. And then 2 weeks later, I was in a tag title gauntlet match with my boy Sanga at the time. But that's just, the show goes on. There's people in this PC who would sit in medical for 6 months. Oh my gosh, you would have no idea, brother. These people spend anything. Oh, I got a scratch in my arm. I'm in medical. Sorry, can't be here a month. Grayson Moore turns up for work.
Before we wrap up, of course, a reminder, NXT New Year's Evil Tuesday, yes, USA Network. We're going to have a nice exercise here where we ask Grayson Waller to say nice things about some of his coworkers. Have you ever seen those YouTube clips where you go on there and it says, this person buries the other person? We want to do the opposite. Oh, yeah.
Grayson Waller shoots on Bron Breakker. You'll probably put that up as one of your news articles today, brother. All right, come of on, course. Man. I know you.
Well,
I know you.
I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to get you to say nice things about people. We'll start with a guy that you've wrestled a bunch of times, Apollo Crews.
Oh, Apollo Crews, hands down, one of the shiniest heads I've ever seen. First time I got in the ring with him, like, I was blinded. That's where he got me. Like, bang, he got me the punch straight away. So just the glare off his head was insane. Very shiny head, Apollo Crews. I'll give him that.
That's a compliment. I'll take that. Andre Chase.
Oh, so many fantastic things I could say about Andre Chase. His ability to have wrestling matches in a heavy sweater in Florida in summer. Like, you haven't been in the locker room with Andre Chase after a match, but that dude stinks. Like, he absolutely smells, but he goes out there and he does it. He performs. I wore a fur coat for one night and I hated my life. But Andre Chase does that every week because he loves his terrible university.
Oh, man. The guy that you wrestled against on main event, Akira Tozawa, did you learn anything from him? Did you take anything positive away from that?
Oh, man. There's very few people I've struggled to say bad things about. Akira Tozawa might be one of them. I'll give him one thing. Like, I don't know how he does it, and it really annoyed me. But that crowd just loves him, just absolutely loves him. And I don't even know. He makes some noises, and the crowd loves him. So I'll give him that, because that annoyed me, because I'm, like, beating him up, and they're cheering. And I was like, what am I going to do, lad?
Solo Sikoa, you've faced him a few times as well.
I did, and I beat him. I beat a member of the Bloodline. How many people can say that? I beat Solo Sikoa, and I'll keep saying it. Solo Sikoa, I'll say this. He's very close to being Australian because he does a lot of stuff without shoes on. He does stuff with no shoes on. In Australia, I walk around no shoes on. That impresses me. You know, not many people can do that, especially in this country. So he's the closest to Australian that I think they have here.
Don't you all have like scorpions and stuff just running around everywhere over there?
Yeah, we do, but we're tough. We ain't stressed.
Okay, that's fair. I gotta say Bron Breakker. What do you have nice about him? I mean, you kind of complimented him earlier, but...
What about his style? You want to talk about a superstar? Bron Breakker managed to wear three different things of denim at one time. Very few people can pull that off. Like, he has the ability to look both like a 40-year-old and a 15-year-old at the same time. Not many people can do that. That's very, very impressive. Bron, man, put that on a poster. He's got a denim cap, a denim jacket, a denim shirt. Man, like, what a fantastic superstar for NXT.
NXT New Year's Evil, Tuesday, January 10th on the USA Network, Grayson Waller against Bron Breakker. Grayson, thank you so much for taking the time. It was great to speak with you. Hope that we get to do it again.
Maybe like my time's valuable, Sean Rossimp, but like if you're lucky, like I might say hello again.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.